This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1117. Make your exit memorable from your next English conversation. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. It matters how you start a conversation, but it also matters how you end it. Today, get ways to do it in a formal or informal way. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, what's going on? What's happening out there?
What is happening? Let's see. What are James and I doing? James is going to come to boxing class with me tonight. So that'll be fun. And then he doesn't have school tomorrow. So that means we get to have a sleepover night tonight. And ooh, here's the cool thing. So I'm going to brag for just a minute.
Okay.
He, as you know, maybe you don't know, but he's only seven. He just finished reading by himself the first Harry Potter. So Now we're going to watch the movie.
That's awesome. That's so good. Good for him. Yeah. I mean, I've realized how important Harry Potter is to your general cultural competence in the U.S.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like your pop culture competence. And I haven't read Harry Potter yet. So James is ahead of me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell him. He's going to be so proud.
It's so true. I have to do it. I have to do like a catch up weekend and go through all the Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, all of his stuff. But that's awesome. Good for him for reading so much, you know, pushing so early. Right. Like,
oh,
really?
Yeah.
Very advanced.
It's fantastic. Cool. I mean, like, it's important to take turns. Like, I still read some of it to him at bedtime, right? And like, and then he'll read a chapter to himself right during the day or whatever. But yeah, oh my gosh, reading with your children and even next to your children is that's so important.
That's
like from
huge.
The beginning.
Yeah, that's like a gift that's going to go on forever, right? The love of reading literature and that kind of thing. And that's so good. That's cool. That's awesome.
That's a good idiom, you guys. The gift that keeps on giving, right? To describe reading or, I don't know, anything that is good forever.
So true.
So we are going to be talking about more vocab and language today. What are we going to teach today, Lindsay?
Well, we're talking about today, you know, a big piece of connection. And this is why you guys listen to this podcast is because our slogan, our vision is connection, not perfection. You want to connect, right, with native speakers as quickly as possible. And it always it's more important than grammar, more important than vocab. But we want to give you some words so that you can finish off that conversation being connected to the person you just talked to, right? How to say goodbye is what we're talking about today. So when did you last say goodbye to someone, Jessica? Like a friend or a colleague or something? I mean, not forever, just for the day, maybe.
I know it sounded so dramatic. Like, when did you last say goodbye? Well, when my friend and I went out for, yesterday, I went to a friend's house for tea, and when I said goodbye to her, I guess that was the last time. So, I mean, we're really good friends. We just have great chats, right? Mm-hmm. Like really deep conversations. But it's still very informal, right? Because she's my good friend. So when I left her house, I was like, oh, this was so fun. I'll see you later.
Oh, that's really casual, right? That's a casual way to say goodbye, right? See you later.
Yeah. So yeah. Guys, I want to make a quick note on why this is important, because it sounds easy, right? Because it's like, well, don't we just say goodbye? Right. No. No, I don't think natives, we rarely are like, hello, goodbye. Like, we don't really use those words with friends or professionally. So like, what if you have learned our phrases for breaking the ice and you've dove into that conversation? Mm-hmm. What if you just finish it with like goodbye, then that just ruins it.
It doesn't work, right? You got off on a good start with the cool phrases and then you just end in a textbook way. I mean, you guys, this is, you know, you're at the right level to now go back and review what you learned as a beginner and start to replace those beginner phrases with these more natural phrases. That's where our listeners are right now. That's what you guys are doing. So that's why we're covering this topic today. I love it.
Exactly. Okay. So yeah, see ya or see ya later. What's another way you can say goodbye to a friend?
Well, you could say something like, let's catch up soon, right? Let's catch up soon, you know, you could also say this when you write someone an email or a text message and you're saying goodbye in the text message and you're saying, hey, we should get together and catch up, meaning to talk about what's been going on. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like catch up instead of like, see you soon, we'll talk more later, because that sounds like something you would say to a coworker, right? Like, talk more later. It was like, you know, like something related to a project or a client or something. But if it's a friend, you don't talk more, you catch up. So catch up soon or let's catch up soon. Totally.
I just thought of something actually that's important to highlight here, because we are going to Japan this spring in May for the Native Power English Weekend. Hope you guys have gotten your ticket. If not, go to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo and grab it. But this made me think of what I hear a lot in Japan, actually, which is see you, which is actually not the most natural way. Instead, guys, you can change that to see ya, right? See ya.
Yes.
More natural.
I would never... I would never pronounce it like that, nor would I hear a native speaker pronounce it like that. Yes. But that's so true. Isn't that terrible that like you would have the right words, but you're not pronouncing it natively? And then it just, the right words become wrong, right? Because you still aren't connecting. Yeah.
And the wrong way of kind of saying it becomes super common. And I remember even, to be honest, when I was teaching in Japan, I started saying, see you. Like, I mean, you know how that is, right? When you're a native teacher abroad, you start picking up what people are saying. And so we just, if you guys are using this, hey, just make that quick correction, right?
Yeah.
And we can talk about this more in Japan in May.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So exactly. So guys, oh my gosh, when we meet you for the happy hour in Tokyo, we're going to have great conversations. But then at the end of the happy hour, guys, this is what I want you to say to us. Just be like, Jessica, Lindsay, see ya. See you tomorrow. Yeah. Perfect.
Exactly. You got it. So we'll be looking out for that. I can't wait.
Well, totally.
Awesome.
So I'm going to remember. I'm going to make a note. Okay. So let's see. Let's talk about the like professionally, right? Yeah. Like, what have you said goodbye to not a friend lately?
To not a friend lately. Yeah. I mean, so let's see. Recently, I met a mentor at a meetup, a travel meetup. And this guy has started a lot of companies. And, you know, he's a business person, an entrepreneur. So I asked him to be my mentor. And, you know, we met once and hopefully we'll meet again soon. But when we met, you know, it was in the middle of his workday. So I had to, as we commoditize time here, I had to thank him for his time. Right. So as I was leaving the cafe that we were in, I said, thank you for your time. You know, take care. Thank you for your time today.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, in a context like that, where it's almost like it feels like it's unequal a little bit because, right, like somebody has given you this time and you know that maybe their time is
more
worth
valuable.
More than yours in a way. Like they don't have as much time as you do, right?
Absolutely.
And so I feel like it's really important, guys, to emphasize the gratitude, right? Because then this person is more likely to continue helping you. And so I like adding the so much, like thank you so much for your time. Just really putting that heartfeltness in there.
100%. I mean, and this is even, I agree with that completely. It's important. This kind of goes back to like understanding kind of where you're at in your career. Whose time is more valuable, really?
I mean,
time is so important. And I would also even say this, like yesterday I had just a consulting appointment that I paid for, right? I paid for an hour of someone's time and I followed up with an email just to say, thank you for your time yesterday, even though I paid for the time. So it would still be valuable and valid to say it, even if you have paid for consulting of
Definitely.
Some sort, right? Yeah.
Definitely. Well, you know, come to think of it, this is how personal coach students often sign off with
me,
right? Even though like it's the course, like obviously they have like paid for me to be their personal teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, it's like, what do you feel like the value you got out of this?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's beyond a monetary label. It's beyond a price or a number. Like what this is giving you. So for sure, I think, guys, like it doesn't matter if money has exchanged hands or not.
Yeah.
What do you feel like towards this person, right?
100%.
So that informs how you say goodbye. So if it was just like an exchange that just had to happen for professional reasons, like no big deal, then you wouldn't end it like that. You would just be like, yeah, take care. Right?
Yeah.
And like, that's enough. That's fine.
And it also depends on your level of closeness with this person, right?
Sure.
So because these people I rarely see and they're, you know, they're consultants or they're professionals at a very high level, but they're not someone that I see every day, right? So it depends on how close you are with the person too. But this is good. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned our personal coach students in our IELTS course. Guys, if you're taking IELTS this year, just to remind you, make sure you go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast because Jessica and I are over there showing you guys how to get that 7 or higher. And yeah, our personal coach students are awesome. They are awesome.
Amazing. Getting such high scores. So good. Okay. So if I could think of another context, like one more context, like what if you have had a longer meeting, maybe over dinner, right?
Yeah.
Maybe over a meal, even like a breakfast, coffee, whatever. If you've had sort of a longer meeting with somebody on a professional basis and you feel like it was an enjoyable time. Maybe you didn't only talk business.
Right.
Or maybe you did, but you still had a personal connection to it. And you like, you really did enjoy this time. You're not lying here.
Yeah.
Then when you say goodbye, just be like, it was a pleasure to meet you. And if somebody says that to you, then you can say, oh, the pleasure was all mine.
Yeah, I like this one because this little like dyad of responses, right? Because it's genuine, it's authentic, and it just, I don't know, it's a nice thing to say, right? It's very
emphatic. I love it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I say this not just professionally because I don't speak a lot professionally, to be honest. Even if I'm in a professional context, I like assume informality kind of immediately. It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
But even like if it's a person who's not a friend, but I just like had a nice conversation with like another mom at the playground or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh man, it was a pleasure to meet you, right?
Yeah.
So guys, like it can be heartfelt in any situation.
Yeah, this is so good. I feel like we've given our listeners like a huge variety and range of phrases they could use here, guys. So take what you've gotten today, write these down and go out and use them. Because as Jessica said in the beginning, we've shown you how to break the ice, right? And you have that skill. You've seen this on the show before. But now how do we get out of the conversation and still feel connected? Solidify that connection at the end.
Exactly. Like you want to finish strong.
Yeah.
So like we've given you so many of the pieces. Yeah. So definitely like go back, listen to some other episodes. You can review these other pieces, beginning, middle, end. Like how are you going to structure your next conversation? And then have that conversation and tell us about it in a review.
Oh, definitely, guys. Yeah, or come back. Yeah, let us know in your review. So we always love to get reviews in the podcast store, in the app store, wherever you listen, go and leave us a review and let us know what you thought. It's so true. It makes me think, just one last thing. I feel like I remember reading somewhere that science says, I don't have a quote or a researcher, but they say that what people remember about you is their last contact with you, or kind of how a conversation ended. Right. And we want to keep that in mind. Right. It's so important what we say at the very end. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Because you could also go the other way and be like, isn't there another saying about first impressions?
That too. I don't know how to reconcile the two.
I know. It's just all important. Let's just think that.
It all matters. What doesn't matter is what's in the middle. So as long as you start strong and end strong.
I know. You could just say nothing in the middle. Just say hello and goodbye. Let the other person talk. It's fine.
That's funny. I love it. I love it. All right. This has been great. Thanks for hanging out today and laughing with me today, Jessica. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Really fun. Really fun.
Super fun. All right, Lindsay. Talk to you next week. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.